Back in the 90s, after I'd cared for yet another bird that died after suffering horribly from neurological damage after being exposed to lawn chemicals, I wrote an essay about what these toxins do to birds and probably to human beings and sent it to Newsweek for their My Turn section. Within days, I received a rejection note. I wasn't surprised. Newsweek does very few stories about nature. Looking at the first page after a simple Google search on Newsweek cardinals yesterday would have gotten me 7 stories about the Roman Catholic hierarchy, 3 about baseball, and nary a one about birds. Today the stats are a bit different. This week, Newsweek finally did publish a My Turn about birds. A 64-year-old red-headed, self-described granny named Walda Cameron wrote a vapid piece about her struggles dealing with a cardinal that, according to Cameron, had been bashing against her window every single day for 3 years. That is obviously an exaggeration. A cardinal or robin may indeed fight its reflection daily during what seems to the homeowner like an endless breeding season, but in New York, where Cameron lives, that breeding season does indeed eventually end every year. Anyway, she claims in the essay to have tried every possible strategy to get the cardinal to stop. Most of the methods were potentially dangerous, not just to the cardinal, but to other birds. The first strategy she mentions was to wrap sticky tape, I presume she means tanglefoot, around tree branches and along window frames. Tanglefoot is an incredibly dangerous and lethal substance that simply should not be used outdoors, yet that was her first, not the last thing she tried. She wove webs of monofilament line across her windows, yet another time bomb for birds. She tried a trap designed for mammals, not birds. I have no idea why she set out plaster cardinals and mirrors in her gardens. That strategy almost assuredly exacerbated her problem, making the cardinal feel besieged with competitors. She put owls and stuffed toys in her windows, but why would a cardinal even notice those when he was focused on the red bird raising its crest right back at him, reflected in the window? She also sprayed the 1.5-ounce bird with her garden hose and threw rocks at him. But those methods were all as ineffective as they were misguided. She's apparently a professional writer, and she got paid more for this Newsweek piece than I've ever earned for an article, yet it never once occurred to her to do a simple Google search on bird nuisance problems or cardinals hitting windows. Rather, she took the next step and headed to a gun store. The gun dealer responsibly told her that it was illegal to kill native songbirds, but she lied, telling him this was in self-defense rather than just her way of dealing with an annoying situation, and she went ahead and bought a $70 single-barrel shotgun. That day she took 2 pot shots at the bird, but then had to wait a few days for another chance. When the cardinal got in line with her gun, bang, she killed him dead. She shed a few tears in the final paragraph, but the photo of her standing tall with her rifle, the successful shooter of a bird that weighed less than 1/1000th of what she weighs, belies her shame. Now, if I went out and violated state and federal laws and probably local ordinances and wrote an essay to Newsweek gloating about it, do you think they'd pay me for it? What message does this give people about the vast majority of gun owners and hunters who are law-abiding citizens who deal with bird nuisances responsibly and legally? For her to write such an essay with absolutely no research regarding effective and humane ways of dealing with an annoying bird or into the legalities of shooting a protected bird reflected her stupidity and ignorance. For Newsweek to publish such an unresearched, ill-informed piece promoting an illegal and unethical response to an everyday annoyance was yellow journalism at its worst, a cardinal sin. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.